Welcome to episode 67 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I am your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux. And as a certified Snowflake user, I'm thrilled to guide you through today's topic, unloading to a single file in Snowflake. This skill is pivotal for your success in the Snow Pro Core Certification exam, and understanding it thoroughly will greatly bolster your Snowflake expertise. In today's episode, we'll dive deep into the concept of unloading data from Snowflake to a single file. We'll cover everything you need to know to master this topic, from the basic rationale behind unloading data to complex scenarios and best practices. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced user, you'll find invaluable insights that could be the key to passing your exam. Why unload to a single file? Unloading data to a single file in Snowflake can serve numerous purposes. It might be for data archiving, sharing with stakeholders who don't have direct access to Snowflake, or preparing data for analytics purposes in external tools. One significant advantage of unloading to a single file is the simplicity it brings to data handling, a single comprehensive dataset that's ready to be utilized. How to unload data to a single file? Unloading data to a single file involves a few key steps and considerations. 1. Preparing the data. Ensure the data is clean and consolidated into a format suitable for your needs. 2. Choosing a destination. You'll typically unload to a stage, which can be either a Snowflake managed stage or an external stage such as S3, Azure Blob, or Google Cloud Storage. 3. Single file configuration. To ensure unloading into a single file, you must carefully configure the copy into commands parameters. This includes setting the max file size to a sufficiently large value to prevent the creation of multiple files, and using the overwrite last option to replace existing files. 4. Executing the unload. Utilizing the copy into command with the proper syntax and parameters will unload your data into the specified destination. Pay attention to the completion messages and logs for any errors or indications of success. Best practices and considerations. When unloading to a single file, there are several best practices and considerations to keep in mind, while data size and performance. Ensure the size of your data is manageable for a single file. Extremely large datasets might require splitting to maintain performance and manageability. File formats. Choose the most appropriate file format for your data and target usage. Common formats include CSV, JSON, and Parquet, each with its own implications for performance and usability. Security. Properly handle sensitive data during the unload process, including the use of encryption and secure transfer methods. Testing and validation. Always test your unload process in a safe environment before executing it in production. This helps ensure that the data is correctly formatted and complete. To sum up, mastering the process of unloading to a single file in Snowflake is essential for anyone pursuing a Snow Pro Core certification. It's a valuable skill that enhances your data management capabilities and broadens your understanding of Snowflake's versatile platform. As we wrap up this episode, remember that practice and continuous learning are your best allies in becoming proficient in Snowflake. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another critical aspect of Snowflake's functionality. Thank you for joining me, Yakub Abdul Hakim, on this in-depth journey through unloading to a single file in Snowflake. Until next time, keep pushing your limits and expanding your Snowflake knowledge.